again, Jack Bridges, I was watching the Lindy dancers at his competition, placing third or fourth place. Again, because you had West Coast Swing judges judging, and working with the judges there and learning and educating myself too, and I remember one. I was helping him. I was judging. I judged a number of years, and one year, a couple went over the head, came down, and the feet hit the floor. All the judges said, "No good. Made a mistake." No, he didn't make a mistake. That was the way it was originally done. It was a beautiful move. But unfortunately, the judges weren't that versatile in knowledge. And I'll just make the general comment that 6-beat East Coast Swing was popular for 60 years because the people learning to dance went to the ballroom dance school, learning from teachers that were about two lessons ahead of them. And all they could do was the first 6 or 7 steps figures in the bronze syllabus in jive, in rock and roll. But the number 8 and 9 had the 8-beat whip in them. And so, and the teachers were only focused on what their teacher showed them. And none of them looked at the original movies. Mm-hmm. How do you do a coaster? Well, look the way it was written in the first book. It's all there. How do you do a coaster? I'm gonna fall doing it. But they would lean down, they would be down and hook back together, swiveling.
Yeah.
But how were they taught? Back together, forward, yeah. Not turning. Because right. It's easier to learn to absolutely move without turning.
Yeah.
But if you look at the original syllabus, Lori, I forget her name, but she wrote that ended up becoming the first written record in the Arthur Murray syllabus. This is the way you do West Coast Swing. They call it Western Swing at the time. Mm-hmm. And they were, and all the turns was all there, documented. And in my box of books that I gave you, it's in there someplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but the teachers weren't looking at the film. They were looking at what they were shown, looking at Arthur Murray's teaching film, Back Together Forward, etc. So, for 60 years, people only learned 6-beat rhythm and a few basic moves. And that's one of the reasons why the 8-beat move never got into their system, and why the traditional 8-beat Lindy moves were lost. Mm-hmm. And then the Netherlands coming back to the United States helped tickle the United States, hey, let's go back and look and see what we were doing in the 30s. So, it wasn't for the Netherlands, I don't think, just my personal opinion, with them coming back and tickling the New York group, I don't think we would have had the revival that we had. And who was the fellow from Germany?
Marcus.
Marcus. He was from that crowd. He wasn't in the ballroom community. There was a boogie-woogie separate crowd, and he was amongst those dancers. And when he came here, he started teaching a little bit across the United States, and that also helped the Europeans coming back and tickling us here. The young generation Europeans coming back and tickling the young generation of Americans helped make it happen. I think indirectly that was a major factor that helped get it started. Because it was those film clips in the back of my head that Hollywood put in the back of a couple of movies.
Mm-hmm. Swing Kids.
Ryan Francois choreographed.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were Swingers.
Looking through the Walter Rose set, that, you remember, the gentleman Walter Rose gave you the box of video, there are actually, surprisingly, like, 5, 6, 8, 10, like, a number of videos that were basically the same as Swing Kid, like, mm-hmm. where they had swing dancing in them. I think they tried that, like, a whole bunch of times before it actually caught. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, 90, 92, 93, 94, 96.
Mm-hmm.
Swing Kids wasn't necessarily original.
It wasn't.
Finally, a hit.
Yeah.
And the story was original about their particular people, particularly Nazi Germany. But there were a whole bunch of scenes, a whole mm-hmm. bunch of ones from that time period that had that. And just that one was finally the one that mm-hmm. happened, so everybody credits that.
Right.
It's amazing.
But
I mean, there were others.
It really is growing, mm-hmm. growing. It just hits that critical place where it takes off. And I agree. I think one commercial gets the credit, or one movie gets the credit.
I mean, that was
but really, there's all this background building mm-hmm. that's going on all the time.
So there's one of those with Frankie in there, actually.
Not to
talk about that one. I found like three more.
Really?
Well, not maybe three, but there's several others that I vaguely heard the name, but I didn't realize there's multiple, and he dances in them. More so than Malcolm X, for that matter. Where you see him doing Frankie stuff. Very interesting. In the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
Well, I know, I think the two things that I think did it were the fact that Swing Kids focused so much on the music and the dancing.
Yeah.
Debatable on how good the dancing was in that, but
the music and the energy.
Yeah, but it focused so much on that energy, and then the movie Swingers didn't focus as much on the dancing, but it kind of focused on the whole neo-swing lifestyle. And I think the two of those things combined are what really launched it as far as it coming into the pop mainstream, and that's why I think a lot of those other movies didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And because even back to the movie 1941 with Belushi,
yeah,
I think had like a little scene.
But it was just stuff like that.
Exactly,
it's insane.
You went to the Library of Congress looking at old movies. And I can't believe the number of old movies I saw, Social Swing Dancing, but who won it? But there were three or four movies that were capturing some strong dancing rather than just basic social. And what was the movie that I got out that tickled Marcus and everybody?
Groovy Movie.
Yeah. I discovered Groovy Movie, and they said they could send me a copy of it, and I looked at the original film. I wanted it on video. Well, we'll send it to you. 6 months later, I got it, and Marcus came to town, and I showed it to him, and he gobbled it up, and boom. But it's amazing. I saw a lot of film with basic social swing in it, but who'd want? It wouldn't tickle you to get up and dance. Mm-hmm. Quite a few of them, but then occasionally Hollywood produced a movie with a clip of maybe 30 seconds that had some dynamic moves in it that would tickle you.